Yes, you are welcome to the Form One Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and I am introducing these beautiful young people here. Today is going to be a wonderful day, and we have some people have missed because we have almost more than half of the panel is here, but we have two people missing, and that's Makayla and Agatha. But we have Melissa in the building, we have Ryan in the building, we have Jalen, and we have our newest addition to the show, Amil. Along with Melissa, they were added recently. And if you are tuned in along the week, we talked to them about the show, what they think, their favorite verses. They told us each and everything that they think about. Now today is a beautiful day where they're going to remind us of everything they have been through. Those little things that only them remember. The things they have been through, the way they've been to school, how they made it through, if they thought they would win. All that is coming right up on the Form One Show. My name is Isaac Katarieva once again, and right now, before we go for this short break, this short preparatory break, I would love these guys to introduce themselves one more time, and then we head right out. Let's start with you, my neighbor.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Njeri Melissa Mutu.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Baba Zirayan, and I'm happy to be here.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Magala Jalen Silva.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Masuri Amil Rukundo, and I'm also happy to be here this afternoon.
Right, so today we have an imbalance, but it's okay. It's okay, we have only one lady from the panel. It's supposed to be three girls and three boys, but only one made it, and she also made it with her hair half plaited. Because here we have something, we don't get our students cutting off all of their hair, especially the girls. So the girls keep their hair and they can style it how they like, since we even have a vocational course for hairdressing and so on. So we have the girls with their hair here. We don't get them cutting off. So today, Melissa was coming over for the show. She had to stop plaiting, and the head is half plaited. I wish you can see it. They were seeing it right now, because me, I saw it. It is half plaited. One side has hair, the other side, the hair is down, as if of a hoe. Okay, but let's continue. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about these people's beginnings, everything they have been through, everything that God has led them through. And since they have already introduced themselves, please allow me to go for this very short break. It's about a minute long, and then we shall be right back for each and everything they have to give us. Today we're going to read from the Bible, and we are going to find so much inspiration from elsewhere. So please stay tuned to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. We love you so much. Now in the meantime, as I take you for this one break, let me give you this one beautiful song. It's a very nice song called Calling. It's by Shalvin Desil and Nulzo. Please enjoy, and let's be right back in a few.
Even when times are rough, I trust my life in your hands, cause you set me free.
You gave me this life so I can bring you the glory. I was losing my mind and my focus. I was feeling lost, I was feeling so hopeless.
Now scream me to the top of my lungs, come and see me.
You the glory,
the glory. You set me
things that I bought just for ya. You always there for sure. Sometimes I feel like giving up on God, I'm losing focus. But you bring me back on, cause nobody if you know the story. But you know me, all of the glory. Take all the glory. And no, no, the story. But you know me, all of the glory. Take all the glory.
You got my back when I've been falling. You always answer when I'm calling.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We are here with the youngsters and they are ready to share with us. So today's episode is about us, because we all have these stories behind us that no one else knows. We have these things that we've been through that no one else talks about. And then there are these things we find along our way now, like these people in school. They run into some stuff that they might need to share. Maybe they got confused by it, yeah, or maybe they understood it but would also like to share. And since it's a Sunday, I would love to welcome you guys first from church. Thank you for praying and thank you for thanking Jesus for everything he has done in your lives. I trust that you have gone to service, yeah, because our listeners love Jesus, so it's obvious that they have gone to service, eh? Yeah. So now in the building I have exactly four people of the six that we are supposed to be having. The other two got caught up, the two ladies. So now I have only one lady. She's called Melissa and Jerry. Melissa and Jerry is a new addition to the show. She wasn't with us in the very first episode. So on this second episode she comes along with Amil Maswede. They are joining the panel. It's actually good that they joined, because hey, the other two are now not available, but we have four people. So it was a good thing to draft these two to the crew. So one more time before we continue, I would love them to reintroduce themselves and tell us a little bit about themselves, what they like to do. And we are going to go ladies first, in case you are wondering. So please get ready for Melissa, because she's about to tell us her story first.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Injiri Melissa, and I'm gonna be talking about my life. My life so far is good.
What is so nice about your life lately?
When I joined this school, I made new friends.
Made new friends,
because when I joined this school I thought it was gonna be hard making new friends.
You thought high school was going to be difficult to deal with.
So I was like calling my friends and let's go to this school, let's go to, you come and join.
So you tried to even go with your friends to the schools they went to.
Yeah, but I chose this school.
You chose this one. So when you ended up here, you thought it was going to be uncomfortable because you know, your friends are in different schools.
Yeah.
And then it turns out you found very good friends here as well.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very inspiring.
I was supposed to be with my twin brother, but we got separated.
So Njeri is a twin name?
No, Babirie.
Babirie. Oh, yeah. So where does Njeri come from?
From my grandmother.
Your grandmother? Okay, that's so nice. In Kenya, I knew it was a Kenyan name the moment I heard it. But it's so good, so good. So now the final people are entering the show right now. They are late to the panel, and they are going to start with an apology, an exclusive apology. Agatha has to apologize quickly for being so late. So for everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are here with these youngsters. The day is very bright. We had some rain. I don't know about you guys out there. What did you have? Do you have enough rain there? Oh, wow, it is still shining. If it is shining on your area, if it is still shining on your area.
I feel sorry for you.
These guys are feeling sorry for you. If it's raining in your area, you are lucky. But if it is shining on you and the sun is as hot as it was 2 weeks back, yeah, you need prayers, and we are praying for you, because for us here at Dangogo Pentecostal Church, we pray for everybody and we love everybody. So now we are going to start with an apology from Agatha Babidian, another twin. I think we have so many twins inside here. How do you feel that she has your name?
Kinda weird.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel that she's also a Babidie?
Yeah, I feel good because it feels nice to have a namesake.
They are three Babidies.
Yeah. No, it's one thing being a namesake with an English name and being a namesake with
the other name. Because there's a girl called Melissa in our dorm.
There is a Babidi and a Melissa.
Today they were calling Melissa.
You jumped up and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Those things happen. Now, those things in boys' names like Isaac, Andrew, Peter, they can call some other guy. When it's not just you, I mean, there are so many Isaacs, even right here. I'm sure we have like so many Isaacs in here right now, like in the school, right?
Yeah,
so welcome to the league of people who respond to others. Yeah, when they call some other person's name for you, come running. Yeah, I thought they were calling me. I said, no, it wasn't you, there's some other Melissa that side.
And it's quite embarrassing.
It's not that embarrassing.
It's
anyway, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the Form One Show. Thank you so much for choosing us. But Agatha has to apologize for being late to the panel. And we are waiting for that nice apology before we proceed. You actually, in form of an apology, you're going to give us the opening prayer as well, eh? So first apologize and you start praying for us as we start the show, yeah? Yeah?
My name is Babidi Agatha. I'm sorry for coming late, guys.
We are okay with you. Now you have to apologize to listeners. Tell them, I am so sorry, dear listeners. It's not going to happen again. You're not going to wait on me again when I'm not around. Huh?
It's not going to happen again. I promise I'm going to make it up to you. This time I'll come 30 minutes early.
Yeah. She's coming at 2:30 next weekend. Eh?
Yeah.
She's coming at 2:30. So please, I'm going to be live at 2:30. And if she's not here at 2:30, she will still have to apologize that other time. Eh? Alright. But it's nice to have you here, Agatha. So please, start for us with a prayer.
Let's humble ourselves for a prayer.
Father God, we thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for the life, the protection, Father, the guidance, the providence, Father. We thank you for everything you've done for us, Father. You've guided us, Father. You've protected our families, our lives, Father. Thank you for everything, God. You've protected our lives, Father God. Some people are in sick beds right now. Some people are on death beds right now. But as we are still alive, Father, thank you for protecting us, Father. We ask for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because you said everything starts with wisdom, Father. So we bless your name, Father, and glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Agatha. I'm glad you came late today, because you gave us a very nice opening prayer because you were late. Now we are going to get started with the main reason we are actually here today. Okay? So today we are going to learn about you guys, because the people out there listening, they are hearing your voices. Your voices are very nice, they're very beautiful, but they don't know you. Yeah?
Yes.
They don't know you guys. So you guys are going to take a moment and invite those guys into your life. Like, tell them snippets of you, what you like doing, if you like swimming in your free time, if you, because now for us here at NSVS we go to swim, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If you've been to swimming, if you like swimming, or if it doesn't excite you, all that stuff you'll be telling us in a few. But we are going to start with Jaylin, because he's not attentive. We are starting with Jaylin. Yes, Jaylin, tell us about yourself, what you like, and so on and so forth as we continue.
Good afternoon once again, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maga Jaylin Silva, and I'm going to talk about what I like most. My talent is swimming, and then my hobby is football, because it's the one which I do most. Take long to swim.
Oh, so you take long to swim?
Yeah.
So it is something you like, but you don't do it so much. But football now, eh? That is so good. So nice to hear now. Masfere Amil, you're next.
Good afternoon once again. As you already know me, Masfere Amil Rukundo. So my talent, I like writing storybooks. Like, it's really fun. And maybe in my free time, like, I also like reading novels.
You like reading novels?
Yeah.
What is your favorite book? Novel.
My favorite novel, it's called Middle School.
Middle School.
Yes.
Who wrote Middle School?
Forgotten his name. I don't like knowing the people who wrote
that. Agatha knows who wrote that book.
It's called James Patterson.
Yeah. James Patterson.
James Patterson?
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. It's a very good book. James Patterson. That is so nice. What is your favorite book, Agatha? What do you like to do if it's not a book? What do you like to do?
What I like to do the most
is
singing, and that's my hobby.
Singing?
Yeah.
And it's your hobby. You're quite a good singer. I've heard you sing before. I don't know if you know that.
When?
In here. When you had your headphones on some time back, you wore headphones and then the song carried you away. You started bringing those nice vocals, but it's okay. It's nice to be talented. It's nice to be talented. Yeah?
Yes.
It's not a thing of shame to have talent. It's actually a thing of pride. Sometimes when people see they are talented, they just become too proud. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm glad it's not even carrying you away, because you don't even know that you have that talent in the first place. Yeah, because we know that you can sing, your voice is perfect, but you are wondering when you did sing and we heard it, right?
Yeah.
We already heard you sing. We heard you. We were here. They were even asking me, Uncle Isaac, are you hearing? And I said, yeah, but keep quiet. Don't scare her. Don't startle her. So for us, we just kept cool, but we know We know. We know about it. So please give us a cappella. Yeah, because we already know. Huh? It shouldn't be so difficult, right? We already know it. So now we just add the chorus.
Yeah.
Small, right?
Yeah, just small.
Yeah, small.
Small. Small. Small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's about to sing for us, ladies and gentlemen. Brace yourselves because this voice is nice, eh?
Open your ears.
Okay, open the ears.
Let's give her a tune.
Yeah?
Let's give her a tune if she likes.
We give her a tune, eh? Yes. I know, I think she's good by herself. Aren't you good? Let her give us her those nice vocals. She can do it.
Now, which song should I sing?
Rush.
Okay, I've got one. Let's see. Ndimu masogomu kama zizekweva za
sebu. I told you. Don't give them too much. Don't give them too much. They will start saying it. You should sing it until tomorrow. But we don't want you to sing up for tomorrow. We wanted you to just sample these guys, eh? So you heard. So, one more thing, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, I would love to remind you guys that for us here at school, we nurture all kinds of talent. All kinds of talents. So don't be shaken, don't be put out of your shoes when you hear that Agatha Babiji has a song out.
Amen. Yeah?
Don't shake, eh? Because for us here at Namgongo Secondary Vocational School, it's basic to just sing a song and we record it and we post it to iTunes, we post it to Apple Music, we post it to Spotify and all those guys, eh? It's just no more, it's another day. Okay, so now Mr. Ryan is also here. He wants
Isaac.
To tell us something.
Mr. Isaac,
you have a question
thing.
For me?
Not a question.
It's not a question.
The other thing is my best artist is Naomi Rain.
Naomi Rain?
Yeah.
You have a good test also. You have a good test. I thought I was the only one who knows the best artists, but it looks like I have competition now. I have some serious competition. Maswele, who is your favorite gospel artist? The best one.
His name is Chandler.
Chandler Moore.
Yeah.
Ah, that's nice. Chandler Moore has an explosive vocal, eh?
Yeah.
He's nice. He's a good inspiration. Melissa and Jerry,
yes,
please tell us who your favorite gospel artist is.
Don't know the name, but she sang Ocean. That's
a whole band. That's your song. So who led that Ocean's song? Because there's
she's a woman.
Yeah,
she's
it's a lady. She has short hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She sings so well.
Yeah, actually, she cut off her.
Mm, she has short hair now. She has short hair. But that is good to know. It's nice to know.
Yeah.
It's nice to know. That is also a very nice inspiration for a gospel artist. Jaylin, who is your favorite gospel artist?
My favorite gospel artist is Limo Blaze.
Limo Blaze, yeah. You're not alone liking Limo Blaze because I have another friend who likes Limo Blaze so much. And it is so nice that we have you as well. So let's keep talking. Come on, tell us more. Tell us some more. Tell us some more.
Ryan.
Something nice about you, something we should look up to.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
Once again. What I like, I'm going to tell you my life about coming to NSVS.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came here, all my friends were saying that they are going to bully me, those things.
And they were saying, Form 1, they are going to bully you, eh?
Yes.
For us, we don't bully. We don't bully here.
But when I came here, I found no one bullying me.
Mm.
It was like primary, but a little bit strict, a little bit.
Better.
Yeah?
So.
A little bit better.
Where? Which one is more strict? Your primary school or this one?
Primary school because they beat.
Hey, they used to beat.
Yes.
How many canes did you receive? Like the worst day, how many were you given on a bad day?
15.
who received the 15?
Our friend Jaylin.
We are so glad you are here, Jaylin, because here no one is going to give you that torture of 15 strokes.
Where did they
beat the bums alone, or were they?
Only the bums.
They didn't beat for the back, eh? Because some teachers beat the back.
Yeah, some teachers.
And that teacher was so tough because most children had failed, but me, I had got a 7 when I'm supposed to get an 8.
Hey! You're one of those kids they used to beat because you got less than you're supposed to get.
Yes.
Even,
yes.
Oh. Yeah. Even my swear, Amil was beaten one day for performing less than he should be.
Yeah.
At 98, where have you left that 2?
Where are the 2?
And
the
even Agatha. You've been through that.
Social studies.
So I think I have brainiacs in here because only brainiacs get that kind of treatment.
Yeah,
only the sharp kids get that treatment.
And that day the children were so many. That almost half of the class. When it has got 7 and most of us were best performers. Then they came, that's when the child got tired.
They came all the 70s.
Yes. And the child got tired, first taught for a little bit, then came.
Then again. As if it is a sport.
Then after.
But schools that beat also, eh? Schools that beat. You find a teacher walking around the compound with a bundle of sticks.
Then after he started.
Long ones like this.
Yeah, so as they could get the sticks, these. Those ones, they put salt tape on them like this.
Now what was the salt tape for? To get them from breaking over?
Yes, to prevent them.
They stay around, eh?
Yes. Some teachers are
so mean.
Some teachers
they could keep like 8 in the stuff.
Yes,
for the stubborn ones.
Yeah. Some teachers would go and start buying bamboo sticks. Yeah. You waste your money because you want to kill children.
As they would send the scholars to go and bring bamboo sticks.
They would send the scholars for bamboo sticks. Let me ask something. Did they direct those scorers on where to get the bamboo sticks from, or they just say, bring bamboo sticks?
Yes,
if you don't bring bamboo sticks, tomorrow is your day.
Yeah.
That is not easy. It can't be easy at all.
And that teacher used to say that when you perform well, that you start thanking her.
Hey, when you perform well, you thank her.
Yes.
When you don't perform well, she gives you games. Eh?
She said that now she's beating us as we feel bad, but when we perform, you
say, thank you, teacher, for beating my buttocks. Yes. 100 canes. Eh?
As time goes on, you'll say, because of this teacher, now at least I'm now good.
Yes.
I am better off because that teacher beat me.
Yes. But some teachers.
Trust me, it doesn't work like that. You see, half the time, now like me, I'll use my example because I know me better than anyone else knows me.
Yes.
Now for me, personally, I was a very hard nut to crack. I was very hard to crack because our schools in primary used to beat heavily. And I told you, did I tell you in the last episode that I used to escape from school in P5?
Yeah, yes.
Just that's
that sometime they had come to visit me on VD, I wasn't there.
Yes.
That I used to jump school and go to the river to swim.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
All those offenses. Yeah, exactly. Now all those offenses used to call for me getting beaten. And I reached a time when the students used to call me Metal.
Metal Band.
Because I used to just go there, beat me, I get up and walk like a champion. Some teachers beat me, they cane in the back, I keep going while I'm beating them. Metal! That is how my life was.
Yeah,
so,
that's how it was.
I would like to take this moment to tell you guys out there, people who still think beating is the answer,
it's not the answer.
You can beat someone and they still choose not to understand what you are telling them. That is why for us here at Namgongo Pentecostal Church, Namgongo Secondary Vocational School, we don't beat any kid.
But
we do not.
One time my friend told me that if you beat a child because of performance, that they will not
They don't change, of course. Of course they don't change.
Is it right?
They will just hate what you've beaten them for.
Yes. Even me, that's what they told me. Like, the child will be scared. In case I write this answer, it might be wrong. They'll be on panic.
They will beat me. Anytime I write something wrong, they will beat me.
Yes.
So you can even not write the paper you failed.
Because of panic and all.
Now, that is a bad thing. If you want someone to pass at all, if you think beating them is going to be the motivation, you are totally wrong.
And what's the motive? What's the...
The exact motive. You see, just because Nafe, we grew up in Africa here, they treat us like that. They say, in Africa, kids understand from behind this side. That is where their ears are. That is what they used to say. So, me personally, I got beaten too much because, again, it was as if my ears had had plugs, not wax. Because wax, you can hear core, but you be hearing obstructed stuff. Now, for me, mine had plugs, ear plugs. And that meant that anything they said would just skip me. Like, you can say something. In primary, you could say something. And after 1 minute, you ask me what it is, I tell you, I don't know. 1 minute alone like this,
Why?
I didn't have the interest. You see, I lost interest in school a long time ago. When I was fresh into primary, I lost all the interest I had in school because of what I went through when I was going to get introduced to those schools, So along the way, I was used to my mother being with my mom. You know when you're young, Now, all of a sudden, I was supposed to go and study from Barara. I was supposed to go and study from Barara, which was too far from mom. So, getting there, I first got very, very weird treatment from the people who were there because I was this Munyankore kid that was speaking Luganda. The Munyankore kid who didn't know Luganda. So, they called me Kaganda, first of all. They called me Kaganda. That was the introduction I got to the school. And then in the long run, I ended up becoming so bad because I got very bad friends, which zeroes down to what kinds of friends you're going to be making here.
That's backwards.
You make bad friends.
Those will not come.
Now we have another friend in the house today. He's called Putin Isaac. Putin is his name, believe me. He's called Putin Isaac. He's in P2 now, because I met him in his P1. He has been my friend from the word go. Putin is very passionate, and he has hijacked the Form 1 show. He's here, so I would love to let him say a word before he goes on to his business. Putin, please greet the listeners. Tell them what you are doing, and tell them what you expect them to be doing.
Good afternoon, guys. My name is Putin Isaac, and it has been a long time as Isaac has been since last year.
Yeah, he's been my friend since last year, and he's a nice guy like that. So Putin, please first excuse us, we first work. His name is so strong. His name is very strong. It's his real name. He's my namesake, but he's Isaac Putin. Now for me, I'm Isaac K. Katarieva. K to the Katarieva. Tell me you guys, where have you had that name before? Have you ever heard of that name before?
Katarieva.
Yeah, Katarieva. Nowhere, Yay, it makes me so special. Now, Njeri, it's as if Njeri is not in the building, but she's here.
What is that? No one.
My name is...
Talk to us. You're ghosting us. Everyone is there. Tell us something. Say something. Something we don't know. Something you know by yourself. A secret.
Hi, guys.
Mm-hmm.
My secret is...
You don't even have a secret.
I'm 14 years.
That's the only secret you have for us, eh? All right. It's not a bad secret. It's a good one.
I don't have any secrets.
You have no secrets, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, that is so good. So, Melissa, apart from reading Genesis, have you tried to read the Bible, like, lately, ever since we read your favorite part in Genesis?
Yeah, but it was when my family we were having a meeting.
A family meeting, yeah?
Yeah.
So I would like to tell you guys the importance of being in Christ. You see, today Pastor was preaching about that guy who wishes he got saved in secondary. To a point, I think that someone was about me, but I didn't want to take it personal. Me, when I was here, I hated church so bad. Church was the second thing I hated after school. Like, after school, I hate church. You get it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I used to dodge service. I used to not even want to be around any of that. But now, I grew up and saw the realities of life. You get it? Yeah, so you need to keep the Bible close to you, not just close in keeping. You need to keep it close to you while you read it, because it has so much knowledge. Eh? The Bible explains so much to us. You'll not get confused, eh? But if you're not reading the Bible, you'll be confused by the bad people who want to confuse you. When the bad people come into your life, they will easily confuse you because you won't be protected. Eh? But when you are in the Bible, when you read the Bible, you get protected by the Lord himself, eh? Because you become more and more aware of all these promises to all of us. Eh? You know you are protected, you know, loved, you know. Eh? Yeah, so you will never take yourself for something lower than who you actually are. Eh? Yeah, so please grow the habit of reading the Bible. And today, let me use Melissa's Bible to read for you from Proverbs, because I know we shall find very nice knowledge in Proverbs. It wasn't in plan, but since it's the moment, let's do it like this. Let me first read for you this beautiful verse, and then later on we shall proceed to our day's show, just as planned. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into NPC Online Church. We are always live on npcproductions.com and isaacatadieva.com, which is my name, so we are always live there. My website is always live, broadcasting for you very nice shows. It's not just a 4-month show. We have Covenant Walk, we have Real Talk, where we talk about the deep things that hurt us. We talk about emotions also in the 5 to 6, and then we have really many shows. Please give us some time. You don't have to give us all of it, you just have to give us some time, so that we be part of your development and your growing up. We feed you with the Word of God, because it's what we do here on this station. And all these youngsters are going to start feeding you the Word of God from now on. They'll be doing it in turns when they please. Eh? They'll be making the timetable themselves, and they'll be splitting their time, and they'll be deciding who does what next, yeah? But they will be surely giving you, feeding you the Word of God. So this reading has landed us on Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15. Are you there, ladies and gentlemen, who are on the show, and the people who are listening in? I hope you have a Bible with you so you jump to it when we get there. So the verse is 9. Actually, let me start from 8, because it has good context from what we've just spoken about right now, eh? Reading your Bible and praying. Verse 8, it says, "The Lord is pleased when good people pray, but hates the sacrifices that the wicked bring." Did you hear that?
Yes.
The Lord is pleased when good people pray. Every time you pray, you don't just put everything that you've been thinking to work. Eh? All your dreams, you don't just put them to work. When you're praying, you are letting God in. Yeah? You are letting God in. And the moment you do that, He is pleased. Prayer opens the door for God to enter our hearts. It opens the door to our hearts, yeah? So it pleases God so much, which is why we need to be praying. We need to be praying regularly. And also loving the Bible, eh? Yeah. So I am hoping to see like highlights next time, eh? Like of you when you have read something very special and then you highlight it. Eh? You can use a pen if you have no highlighter. If you don't have the highlighting marker, eh? You can use a pen and you underline here, underline like this. Show us those nice things you've learned from the Bible. Ah, there is a highlight pen. There is a highlight pen. So, I don't know how we're going to do this, but anyway, we shall sort it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed to the verse 9 that actually brought us to this part, it says, "The Lord hates the ways of evil people, but loves those who do what is right." You heard, eh? So all that is coming from here. Remember, I just grabbed your Bible and read from it. Yeah? So what you need to learn is there's so much knowledge in the Bible. There's so much knowledge in the Bible, and it's just waiting for you to discover it, because it's not going anywhere. Even if anyone steals this Bible from you, God forbid, you will still find this same information in another Bible somewhere else. Yeah? So as long as you know that you need to read the Bible to understand things, grow stronger in faith, eh? Then that is all you need to do it, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. So now in the moment, because people look a little bit tense, I'm going to, people are looking tense. Everyone is looking tense. Jaylene is distracted, yeah? People are just here chilling, eh? Nicely. But it's all right, because we're in the house of the Lord already.
Yeah.
We're in the house of the Lord, and we are commanded to love each other, love our neighbors as we love ourselves, which is what we do as Christians. Pretty much every day is all we are going to do, love our neighbors and love ourselves, because it's the only way we are going to be able to understand the love that God has for us, when we love ourselves. Eh? All right. Now you guys, each one of you should tell me a very funny story so far here at school. Haven't you had a funny encounter?
Yeah.
Something you were like, how could this be? Huh? Yeah, that kind of stuff is what I want to hear about. Who goes first? Jaylene. Who's going first? Agatha.
Amil.
Amil is still processing it.
What funny thing has happened?
The funniest thing.
There are two funny things which happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
Give Komi one.
But
what's the first one?
But this one is about
Amil. You have something funny about Amil.
Yeah, because we are groupmates.
Yeah, we are in the same group.
He's the funniest one in our group.
He's the funniest.
Even Agatha is in the group.
He has the most jokes, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, now Amil is going to be our official jokes person, eh?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. He's our jokes guy. Now every time we're looking for a joke, we're going to look at you with eyes open like this. You say, Amil, you're the jokes guy, Amil. That's exactly how we're going to be waiting on you. So please proceed with that story first before we rely on Amil for all of our jokes.
No, I continue. So there's a time in class, just writing my work. Then he started using his squeaky voice.
He had a squeaky voice. Dude, a squeaky voice, Amil.
Hello, what are you doing here?
He's blowing the house up, Amil. That squeaky voice, he usually comes out and then everyone just laughs in class. Okay. And I'm guessing he does it when no one is ready for it.
Yeah. When the teacher is talking about something and then he opposes it, the children laugh.
So Amil brings his voice behind there. Immediately after the teacher's voice, you hear, "Hello, what are you doing?" That squeaky voice is tricky, but hey, it's life, eh? It's life. Now, from now on, Amil, you are a jokes guy, eh? You don't need a green light for you to do a joke. Whenever you feel it, you just drop it like a bomb. Boom! Yeah, that is our jokes work. But thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us. This is the Form One Show. My name is Isaac Katalieva. I'm only here to introduce these guys to the system so that they stay stuck here and do it all by themselves without me having to get involved at any time, yeah? So what you're hearing right now is them trying to fit in, them trying to learn their way around everything, because hey, when you are growing up, eh, even all of us, we're not all born walking. I don't think there's anyone that's born walking. So those first baby steps, sometimes your parents hold ko, you walk ko, eh? So we are on those baby steps right now, and I promise you that in a very bit, these guys will be able to walk on this thing by themselves. And I promise you that we love you so much, NSVS loves you. And in case you're still stuck with your student at home, when you don't know what school you to take the baby to, you are late, you are behind the calendar, but worry not. We can still receive you here at Nangongo Secondary Vocational School. All you have to do is come by and tell us what you want, eh?
Yes.
Tell us what you want. Tell us what the problem is. What that baby hates about their former school. If they hate the beating, you tell us. For us, we shall assure you. For us, we don't beat bums. We don't beat. We have special punishments for people who break the rules, okay? But none of them is corporal. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We have so many people listening in Netherlands. We have people listening in.
Even in Netherlands.
We have Dutch people listening in. We have people listening in Belgium. We have people listening in Indonesia. We have people listening in the US of A, like Jalen has said. We have people listening in Canada. We have some people. We have friends, special friends in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Zambia, India. Name it. God is pushing this ministry so far, and I pray that it continues going even farther than this, because hey, the word of God has to go out there. The message of the Lord Jesus Christ has to reach everybody out there. Everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the 411 show. Ryan is going to give us another verse from the Bible, a verse of his choice, and he will read for us. And the moment he's ready, we shall be hearing from him. Otherwise, in the meantime, I would like to thank Melissa and Jerry, thank Bavili Agatha, thank Maswede, Amil and Jaylin for being here. Of course, not forgetting Baba Zirayan. Yeah, for being here with us on the 411 show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And then for you out there, nga, you didn't go to service. Tell me, what is the problem? Why don't you go to service? It's just between me and you. These people are not listening. Tell me, why don't you go to service? See, you have no answers. Now, from now on, if you're living around Namgongo and you're looking for service to attend, we have service here every Sunday, and we have sales going on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You come to Namgongo Pentecostal Church, and we shall be your sanctuary. We shall take you, deliver you to the Lord Jesus, because that is where you need to be. That is where you belong. It's exactly where you belong. So please, you need to come to our church. You need to get in touch with us. And you need to also love Jesus, just like we do, okay? Yeah, now don't be like that. Did you find your verse?
No.
Not yet?
No.
You can do it. I know you can. Yeah. So Melissa, tell us who has played in your hair. And what is that hairstyle called? The one you have on right now. Not when it's complete. This one, Rasta. Where this side is side Rasta, is swaz. The other side is what afro. What is it called?
Halfway cornrows.
It is called
halfway
swafro. Afro.
Halfway cornrows, halfway
afro. The person who planted me was Nakato. Her sister.
Yeah,
my sister.
So she has her twin here, and you don't have yours here. How do you feel about that?
Next evening, I feel bad because it's the first time we are separating.
It's the very first time in primary we are together.
Since baby class.
Oh Lord! Now, what is the reason for the separation?
He went to Seroma. I asked him, Can I come and be the same school? I was like, no. This time I want to be alone.
I know why. When you get in requirements, you don't just stop seeing.
Yeah, now he's growing then up. He doesn't want to be reported.
Yeah, I wanted to join my big brother who is in Seta. The same thing.
He was saying the same thing.
I don't want you to be in the same school.
Oh Lord, they wanted you to go to your own school.
Yeah.
Ouch. And he chose well, because the one you chose is not like those ones. Because they beat those ones.
Yeah. Among all of them, this is the best.
Hey. Now for you, you are here, you are on nice things. I'm betting you that your brothers are going to try to come here after you've told them what happens here.
The next day I went to search in my mom. We went 7 schools.
7?
Yeah.
Ah, that's good. But good thing you found this place.
Yeah.
You found Jesus in the course. Because here, we have a cloud of the Holy Spirit. It might be invisible because it's not like these clouds that bring rain, eh? But there's a cloud over this place, eh? And Jesus is always, always here. Jesus is always here with us. And that is why they say we are a Christian-founded school. It's not because the people who started the school are Christians only, It's because this school is rooted deeply in Christianity. Deeply in Christianity. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so now we understand that. I think Ryan has found the verse finally. Okay, let me find one for you.
As he finds it.
Jalen found his, eh? Okay, Jalen, first read call for us.
The verse is about Jesus healing a blind man who was born with blindness.
First hold up. What is that exactly?
John chapter 9.
John 9.
Verse.
From verse 1 to John chapter 9 from verse 1.
Verse 1 to verse 10,
eh? What does it say about?
About Jesus healing a blind man.
Ah, healing a blind man, eh? Mm. That is good. What does it say?
It says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a blind man who had been born blind. His disciples asked him, Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own or his parents' sin? Jesus answered, his blindness has nothing to do with his sin or his parents' sin. He is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in him.
Amen.
As long as it is day, we must keep on doing the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can walk. While I am in the world, I am the light for the world.
Yes.
After he said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made some mud with the spittle. He rubbed the mud on the man's eyes and said, go and wash your face in the pool of Siloam. This name means saint. So the man went to wash his face and came back seeing. His neighbors then said, and the people who had seen him beginning before this asked,
it's okay, it's all right.
Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said, he is the one. But others said, no, he isn't the one. He just looks like him. So the man himself said, I am the man. How is it that you can now see? They asked him. He answered, the man called Jesus made some mud, dropped it on my eyes, and told me to go in Siloam and wash my face. So I went. As soon as I washed, I could see. Where is he? They asked. I don't know, he answered.
So this verse is a very beautiful reminder that Jesus does everything. It's a beautiful reminder that he can heal any wounds. Jaelin just said he's a miracle worker, which is that's so perfect to note from this. What do you note from this one, dear Agatha?
This verse.
Mm-hmm. This exact one.
I've even remembered the time I broke my leg.
Mm.
It was the worst time of my life.
Mm.
I never thought I would even get healed and start walking.
I've never broken a limb, but I respect people who have broken legs before. I respect you. Just for context, eh? I would like you guys to know that I respect you.
It was then when I was in the swing that rotates.
Yeah.
Then it was the evening times. Then the administrator came to us, everyone, if your desk caller got to your homes, and then we got scared. As I was getting out, people were still pushing the swing. Then the bone changed. Jehovah, what is this?
Twisted. That must have been painful, very painful.
Eh.
But I'm so glad you made it out of it.
Like, for real. I just thank God. I just thank God.
Amen. We thank Him for you have recovered up to here where you are. So, Ryan, did you find your verse? You didn't find it?
All right. Jaelin has something else. So it's Maswele. Just ask Maswele.
So as Ryan looks for his verse, just want to talk about success, a little bit about success.
Yeah.
Because in life, most of us want to achieve success. As we all know, success is the achievement of one's goals in life. So, there's somewhere that I read and it was all like, success. If you want to receive success, it's like success is not a one-day achievement.
Mm.
It requires hard work, planning, and praying to God.
Yeah.
So let us work as one family.
Mm.
So you must pray if you want to receive success. You must hard work. Don't just be lazy, you want to go to work today, and then you'll be all like, I'm too lazy, I want to sleep. Then your money will just be going. So if you really want to receive success, if you want to succeed in what you're doing, you have to hard work. You need to pray to God. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 12. There's a little bit that I remember. If you seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. So if you seek God, if you ask for something from God, He will give it to you. If you want success, God can enable you to succeed, but not just like that. You have to first remember God is the beginning. If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but you don't need to just seek the Lord and then you just receive just like that. You need to also hard work by yourself. You can't just go to God and say, God, I want money. Then the money comes the next day. That's very impossible. You need to hard work, pray to God, and then you'll succeed. Yeah. That's what I had for you.
That is so good from you, Maswele. It's very nice advice. It gives us a bright picture about where our students are going whenever they are coming to Namgongo Secondary Vocational School, because that was so reasonable. But hey, our time is up and today is sadly going to end like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and Ryan is going to read for us something nice here. He's going to read for us from Matthew chapter 17. Verse 5 and 6, over here. Chapter 17, verse 5 and 6. 17, verse 5 and 6, they're around here. Read from verse 5, you go to verse 6, please.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 5 to 6.
It says,
while he was talking, a shining cloud came over them.
Mm.
and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my own dear son.
This is my own dear son.
With whom I live. Listen to him." When the disciples heard the voice, they were terrified that they threw themselves face downward on the ground.
Mm.
That's all.
That is it. You've read verse 6, eh?
Yes.
That is so nice. Now, this scripture is from a moment where Jesus is with the disciples, and at a time, a cloud comes down on them and assures them that this is the real Son of God, he's the one. And they all just got scared, fell down face first, no one wanted to face the light. So, that is really inspiring to even know. But we are supposed to know that the Lord Jesus loves us, he cares for us, and he's always going to be there for us in everything that we do. My name is Isaac Katarieva, people. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. Today was the second episode, the second edition of the Form One Show, and there will be more shows, of course, every weekend, every Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. And then you brace yourselves for the repetitions of this show. They'll be going every time they'll be airing. We shall have some repetitions in the morning, 5 to 6. And then later on in the day, yeah, we shall find time to fix this for you guys to listen to it so you can reflect on it back. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and today I worked with Melissa and Jerry, who is going to introduce herself as well as we finish this session up. Everyone is going to introduce themselves once again and say bye-bye to the crowd, yeah?
Bye.
Right before we go, all right, you go.
Hello, guys, again. My name is Jerry Melissa. We have come to the end of this show. So, bye. God bless you.
Hello, guys. My name is Bamas Ryan once again. I thank all the people who are watching. Continue to watch every Sunday from 3 to 4. See you.
See Bye. You next time. Thank you so much, Ryan. And this is Jaylin.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon once again. I want to thank the people who are listening. I'm thanking them for listening. Then also my mother and father, if you're listening, I'm sending true greetings. And I'm asking you to send also to my sisters, and they hear me speaking on the radio.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for listening.
Yes. That is so good.
Yes. As we come to an end, I want to thank everybody who has been here, who has been listening. Thank you that you've attended this show this afternoon. I pray that God blesses all of us as we come to the beginning of another week. I pray God blesses you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Agatha, you're next.
So guys, this is Maria Agatha again in the Form One show at NPC Radio Station. So guys, this is the end of the show. May God bless you as we're entering this new week. May God provide you the Holy Spirit so that you can get many our points. I bless you so much. Thank you for whatever you've done, because the Holy Spirit works through you to bless us.
Amen.
To pay for our school fees, to provide for us. So
amen.
God bless you.
Amen. So Agatha, I'm requesting that you start with your request for today, the song you want to leave the listeners listening to. So that comes from you.
A song. The song I want to request for is for Joseph Ngoma.
Joseph Ouma.
Ngoma.
Ngoma.
Yeah.
Joseph Ngoma, eh?
Yeah, the song is called Kamberengana.
Kamberengana,
yeah.
Alright, then Maswede, what do you want me to play for you after here?
Million Little Miracles.
Okay, Jaylin.
Me, my
request is calling.
Calling.
Alright, so now as we go, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for giving us time. And we are headed out right now. We are going to be playing the music in a few. Please stick around because there is more nice stuff coming. Next is Real Talk. Today on Real Talk, we are going to be having very special youngsters. They are still from Namugongo Secondary Vocational School, but they are not the form ones. These are not the form ones, I repeat. This time around, we have a few people who came before the form ones came. Doesn't make them any different. It just makes them people who have been in school longer than the form ones have. So if the form ones have been here for a term alone, these guys have been here for more than one term, yeah? So they're going to be explaining to us how they feel about each and everything that affects them in life and school as well. Thank you so much for listening. Please allow us to leave right now with a closing prayer again from Agatha. Agatha, today you came late. It's yours. It's your responsibility, yeah? Hey, so you see how it caught you asking Amil to do it when you are actually the one supposed to do it?
Proceed, madam.
Hey, do it right now. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay, let's humble ourselves for our prayer. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for the show. It has ended in a good way. I've had fun. We have said each and everything that we wanted to, Father. Thank you for blessing us, Father. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to come and guide us through the Bible verses. We ask for knowledge. We ask for wisdom as we are going to do our midterm exams tomorrow. We ask for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father. Protect us through the week. Provide for us, Father, as you do, Father. In Jesus' name of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for praying for us, Agatha. So that is how we have gone, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And right next is Real Talk. Today we are going to talk to some very, very special people. So don't be going anywhere because you will miss out on the nice stuff. Eh?
We are all here.
So if you go, you'll miss out. And when you miss, you know, of course, Atari Watagwira Muti, the Muti will not beat you in the context. Eh? You know that what we mean. So I'm going to leave you with A Thousand Names, a song by Anthony Evans. It's my personal favorite. I love this song so much. I don't know if you guys know about it, but it's a very nice, beautiful song. Do you know about this song? Who does, eh? I need you to tell me if you know this song, okay? You can mend any bro- I need you to tell me if you know this song. Ladies and gentlemen, A Thousand Names, Anthony Evans, please enjoy.
I call you maker, you give life an eternal spark. I call you healer, you can mend any broken heart. I call you faithful father, you finish everything you start. My soul was made to respond. And you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways to be amazed at what you've done. And I am lost in wonder at all you do. I know you by a thousand names, and I'll sing them back to you, back to you. Your love is boundless, beyond what your grace is patient. You're never giving up on me. I call you bondage breaker. My soul was made to be free. You've given me a million ways to be amazed at what you've done.
Love.